In June 1997, just 2 months before she died, Diana, Princess of Wales, sold 79 of her most famous dresses at Christie's in New York. From the moment she stepped into the public spotlight, Diana would learn that her clothes spoke a language. Each outfit appeared carefully chosen to project a constantly evolving image to the world. Now, 10 of the dresses sold in New York are back home in London to go under the hammer once more. It's the biggest UK auction of her clothes ever. In an auction house in southeast London, a very special delivery has arrived. 10 dresses, each belonging to perhaps one of the greatest style icons the world has ever known. The dress Princess Diana wore to dance with John Travolta is one of the showstoppers up for sale. Another is the velvet halter neck featured in her famous last photo shoot. It's 9 p.m. The start of the night shift at Brixton Bus Garage. Dwayne Williams will be driving one of London's 1,000 night buses. His shift runs till dawn. Dwayne has been driving buses for 15 years, following in his father's footsteps as a London bus driver, and always keeps a cool head. Dwayne's route will take him 5 miles from Brixton into the heart of the West End. It's gone 10 o'clock, and the city's heaving. Over the course of a single night, buses will carry over 100,000 passengers. But buses aren't alone in dealing with the hordes. Watching over them is London Transport's control hub, known as Centrecom. Any incident on the road is radioed in from bus drivers to Centrecom controllers. Dwayne is arriving in town and doing just fine on his own. The later it gets, the more isolated drivers can feel. In Brixton, a group of young men is laying siege to Dwayne's bus. Dwayne is on his own. Drivers are advised never to leave their cab, but he keeps his cool, and passengers are calm as he radios in to advise Centrecom of his situation.